Strife is here. I cover it with the love of God. I am now blessed. That makes me leap for joy. Do you see that process? And I'm telling you, if we would just practice that in our lives, we would get rid of the strife. And when the strife left, every kind of evil goes with it. Because evil, as we just read in 1 Corinthians 13, cannot be where there's love. You see, where there's the God kind of love, it gets rid of that evil. If you can grasp that, we can get rid of the strife. But it starts by not being easily offended and then responding in love. Everybody go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I've read this many times, and I'll be honest, I said, God, I wish this wasn't in the Bible. But it is. So we are going to study it and see what God wants us to learn, right? Okay, we're going to start with verse 17. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Mm-hmm. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Now, I look that up because I'm like, okay, they're telling us to be people pleasers. No, that isn't what that says. When it says in the eyes of everybody, what it is saying is for the non-Christian looking at you, they need to see that there's no evil. Okay, that's what that says in that context. So don't leave here and say you got to try and please everybody. That's not what that's saying at all. It's saying when you are handling somebody who is evil, do not pay them with evil so that anybody looking on can see that there is not evil and strife coming from you. Okay? If it is possible, now look, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Okay? Sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes, our next blessing blocker is going to be bad company. Sometimes those people just have to be cut out of our lives because it's not possible to live at peace with them. But as far as it depends on you, if it is possible, live at peace with everyone. Now here it is. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. Now, there's a lot of comfort in knowing that our Father is watching out for us, and He does not take kindly to people mistreating His children. Okay? You have someone that is going to settle the score that is going to make it right. You don't have to do it. And interestingly, if you do it, God can't. You know, and we are much better off to let God take care of it. Okay? On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil or strife, but overcome strife and evil with good. Yes.
Sometimes joy to God set us up too. See just how we're gonna happen.
Oh, how many of you have been set up before, huh? Yes, indeed. Pass the test. Oh, if you pass the test the first time, it makes your life a whole lot easier. That's right. Yep. Going around that mountain, I'll tell you what, they've been put in my life. Yes. And if I were in school, I'd probably have an F. but I'm bringing my grade up, so I'm getting there. So you can all work with me. We'll all study this together, because this is so important. And you know, the reason God gives us this instruction is because he says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He goes on to say that the evil one, Satan, the devil, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You know, and we have to understand that we are either going to live a life more abundantly, or we're going to live a life where Satan is killing, stealing, and destroying. He's killing relationships. He is stealing our joy. He is destroying what we have worked for, that God has blessed us with. He is coming in and he is trying to take away absolutely everything that God has blessed you with, because he knows that's the abundant life. And the quickest way to let him in there is to live in strife. Cindy.
George, it's a silly example, but I was in Pittsburgh last week or the week before, and I oops left my favorite toiletry travel bag in the hotel and had all my jewelry and everything, which isn't much. But anyway, I left it there and I drove back to Duke. And realized it, and I thought, well, they'll put it in the lost and found, and I'll call and get it. And so, I was so busy, I called a couple days later, saying, you know, I'm just reporting, I need my bag, can you mail it to me, whatever. And no one handed it in, it was stolen. So, I had a choice, and at first, you know, I'm like, what? You know, I really didn't pass the test right off the bat, but anyway. Upset over a thing like that, but still, the idea of it, and that whole idea of Satan stealing from you. But you know, I made a choice and I prayed about it, and God said, are you going to spend your time in strife with these managers of this hotel on the phone for, you know, trying to get them to make this right, you know, or whatever? And God just said, you know, let it go. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And he is. And I just, so you make a choice. And I didn't need that stripe. And I'm just fine with it.
Right. Right. And as you grow, you're going to say, I am so glad they stole that. Because if they had asked for it, I would have given it to them anyway. You know, when we get to that place, I'm telling you, God can do some amazing things in our life, because we are not letting evil come near our tent. Oh, this is so significant. If we can establish this, how it is going to be breakthrough in so many areas of our lives. It's just going to be breakthrough. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. If you have ever prayed the Lord's Prayer, I want you to raise your hand. That's everybody in the room. Okay. The Lord's Prayer is given to us in Matthew chapter 6. And it starts out talking about how holy God is and how we reverence him and our awe of who he is. And right in the middle of that prayer, Jesus tells us to ask God to forgive us in the same manner that we forgive everyone else. Now, have you really meant it when you have prayed that prayer? Do you really want God to forgive you in the same manner you forgive everyone else? Well, I'm in trouble. You know, this really hit home to me this week, because if I'm really going to say, forgive my debts, forgive my trespasses, in the same manner as I forgive those who are indebted to me, I better make sure that I am extending mercy to them, because I need the mercy of God every single day. I need His mercy. I need His grace. I need Him to forget all of those horrible things that I have done. And if indeed I really am asking God to do that, then God, Jesus is saying, you also must do it to other people. Now, when you stop and you say, now listen, when you stop and you say, as horrible as I have offended God, and He forgives me, makes it a whole lot easier to forgive someone who has been horrible to you. Stories told of Corrie Ten Boom, and she was in a concentration camp. She was in a concentration camp in Germany during World War II, and she was abused horribly by the German soldiers, she and her sister. And they were raped repeatedly until God gave them all lice. And then everybody left them alone because they didn't want lice. And yes. And, or fleas it was, I believe. And so because she had fleas, she and her sister, nobody came near them. And that was God's protection. When she cried out to God, please, please protect us, He sent fleas. Oh, we should thank God for the fleas in our lives. Amen?
Yes.
She left the concentration camp, and she was with Billy Graham. And he took her to California, and his association bought her a home. And he said, Corrie, this is your home. This is for you. And he said, isn't God good? And she said, yes. God is very good because He's given me this beautiful home. But God was just as good when I was in the concentration camp. Billy Graham said that was such an impact on him. She happened to be speaking. She ended up becoming a national, international speaker. She wrote a book. She was speaking, and after she was done speaking, a gentleman came up, and he was crying. And she instantly recognized him. And he was old now. He was could hardly walk. And he said, I just need to know or to ask for your forgiveness. I was one of the guards. And she said, you needed to ask for you. But as for me, I forgave you a long time ago. She said, I came to the place where I either was going to allow the love of God to fill me or the evil of Satan to fill me. And I decided there was no guard in Germany that was going to have so much power over me that I was going to live my life evil. She said, so I forgave you a long time ago. You see, that's only the grace of God can do that. Only the grace of God. And we're all sitting here and we're saying, I could never do that. I could never do that. But I want to show you something. Yes, you can. And here's why. Because Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule and reign in your life. Now, how do you do that? Colossians 3:15. Let's look at it. Colossians 3:15. I've used this so many times in my own life. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Since members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Isn't that interesting? He's talking about letting the peace of God rule in your heart. And he ends up with, be thankful. Mm-hmm. You see, here's why. Here's why. Peace comes where there's the absence of evil. Where strife is gone, peace can be. And the way that peace comes to us is through praise. Okay, but you can praise God and still be in strife. But I want you to see this. This is so, so important. If you have asked Jesus Christ into your heart, and you have asked him to forgive you of your sin, and if you have given your horrible sins to Jesus Christ and have received his righteousness, I want you to raise your hand. And now I want you to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. But now look, let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, let's start at verse 19. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ. Can you imagine that? Everything that God was, Christ was. All of the fullness of God dwelt in Jesus Christ. And through him, to reconcile to himself all things. Whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You see, when you are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a container not only of love, but a container of peace. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has covered you completely.
Yes.
Do you see that? Would you or evil the victory win? Yes. Why? Because there's power in the blood. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ will remove the stress from your life. And removing that stress from your life gets rid of every kind of evil.
Amen.
You are in a place where the blessings of God can just grow and multiply in your life because the evil has been removed. How is that done? Because we are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.